There they are. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Isn't it a beautiful day?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just fantastic. Well, maybe we'll have service outside next week. Yeah, okay. Maybe not. How about we turn to page 619, please? And let's stand. 619. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high its royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead. Oh, Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus. Trumpet call, obey. For to the mighty conflict this is glorious day. Let our men now serve him against unnumbered. With danger, strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus. In his strength alone, the arm of flesh will fail you. Ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him that overcometh, a crown of life shall be. Heavenly Father, thank you again, Lord, for the beautiful day, the opportunity to be here, Lord, in your house to worship you. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us this past week, keeping us safe, Lord, the daily provision. Lord, we take you for granted. We never should, but, Lord, you do it all for us all the time. Thank you, Lord, for this nation, for our freedoms that we enjoy. We pray for our nation, Lord. It's many problems, Lord, but we still the best place to live on this earth right now, Lord. We just pray, Lord, that our leaders might turn to you, Lord, and for the answer to the need in guiding our nation. Thank you for our pastor, Lord. He's here today. He's prepared a message for us today. Lord, I pray that as we listen to him, he's going to aim it toward children, Lord, but I'm sure there'll be something in it for the rest of us. Lord, just help us to pay attention, Lord, understand what's going on, and see, Lord, your word work here today. Thank you for this time, Lord. Be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. How about, what do we got here? Is this your turn? Your turn, okay.
This is a song we've done before, but it's been a while. It's called His Mercy Is More. In your bulletins, you'll find a sheet of music. We are not singing it as a special. We're just helping everyone learn it today. So sing along with us, please. You'll notice on the back page, it has a lot of repeats, but we're going to skip all that. We're only going to sing this top line, and we're going to skip all this bottom. So there's three verses. This is, and there's a refrain after each verse. This is the end of the refrain. So the song will end with that, too. And our last time through, we'll sing the refrain a second time.
What love could
Let's see, where are we at here? Okay, announcements. Here we go. Evening service tonight, film night tonight, 6 o'clock. Make sure you show up for that. Prayer, Bible study, Wednesday night. Fellowship today, kitchen team's Zelpha, my mom, Patsy, and Autumn. Wilton Bible study set for September 29th. Wilton Bible study October 13th and 27th. And then Iron Sharpens Iron on October 1st, 15th, and 29th. Personal evangelism is also on October 4th and the 18th. Deacons meeting scheduled for October 20th. Man, busy month. Check with Autumn on dates for women's Bible study. Pastor's thought for the week. Do you need to build new or repair fences around the borders of your life? Didn't think about that, did we? Guys, you come forward now. We'll take up more and often.
Hey, Dad, that means Bible study
this Tuesday. This Tuesday? Thank you. Thank you.
You didn't say that.
I didn't. Maybe I did.
It wasn't.
It's this Tuesday is women's Bible study at 6. Thank you. Now the guys are coming. Here we go. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, so many things, Lord, we have to be thankful for. Lord, we just love this place that we have to live. We love our church, Lord. Thinking especially of our church family today, Lord, and the laughter that we had here this morning already, Lord. Just loving it and appreciating it, Lord. Thank you for this time now that we can recognize who you are, Lord, by maybe giving a small gift back to you, Lord. Please, Lord, be with the gift and givers we do so and take up this offering. In Jesus' name, amen.
you'll find in your bulletins a song called Hymn of Heaven. It's not on the PowerPoint. Or is it on the PowerPoint? That's right. This is the one on the PowerPoint. Sorry. I got confused. So if you're watching things happening in the world, I'm sure you know that the end is coming. The signs are ripe for the time for Jesus to come back. And there's been those five red heifers that they brought over to Israel so that the priests can be cleansed and temple worship can start again, which we know Jesus put an end to that because he died for our sins and rose from the dead. And but those are parts of what's coming in end times prophecy. So we need to watch and be ready. And the song we're singing today that you're all singing with us is called Hymn of Heaven. And it talks of that time when all the sin has passed away and we're in heaven with our Savior. And Eleanor has been practicing blowing a Jewish trumpet called a shofar. And she's going to do her best to blow that here. So we can think about the trumpet that will sound when Jesus takes us home. Okay. Keep trying. Go ahead. It takes a little bit. It's very hard. Good job. Good job. Thank you. Yeah. You did very well. They have no idea that it sounds more ear-piercing when it's done all the way. She said she didn't quite get it, but you guys didn't notice? Okay. If you'll stand and sing with us, please, we'll sing this together to Jesus. Eleanor and I are just going to help. It's probably a newer song for everyone.
To look upon
Gene's going to come up here right now for a little bit.
That's going to be hard to follow up.
Thank you. Thank you, Gene. Thank you so much, Gene, for that. And we appreciate all the wonderful displays this morning of God's gift of music that he's given us today. Welcome to Fruitland Baptist Church. It's a wonderful day that God's given us. You know, his grace just keeps coming, doesn't it? And we want to never take that for granted. We learned that in our junior high school class this morning with Jonah. But God loves us dearly. And it's good to meet and greet all of you today, be with my brothers and sisters in Christ. Everyone, we want to be sure that you feel welcome here today. You are welcome. And if you're visiting with us, we're glad that you're here as well. We know that it's a great place to come away for a few moments every Sunday morning, gather with the saints, and anticipate the great future that's in store for the believer. And, excuse me, Jeff. I think we'll leave it like that today, Jeff. Well, we can try it. Yeah, we can try that. There we go. Okay. There are a few cords up here, so be a little cautious this morning. Anyway, I also want to let you know today that not only are we going to fellowship around the Word this morning in a children's message, which we have upstairs here every other month on the last Sunday, but we're also going to have a time where we can fellowship around the table today, and we want to remember the body and blood of Christ as we do that, but come and join us for a time of food today and fellowship. Everyone is welcome. If you weren't aware of it, I guarantee you there's plenty of food. I can get along without a meal if you need it. Oh! There's an object to that here in a little bit, but that's just about exactly where I wanted it to come. You're going to hear about that in just a minute. But we want to invite you over into Fellowship Hall for a brief time. You don't have to stay for a long time, but come and enjoy some food. And like I said, if you didn't bring some, don't worry about it. It'll be fine. There's plenty. I've never seen us go out of here with empty dishes. So come and join us and take a little time. Also, tonight is our film night. We will not have our regular service, but there will be a spiritual film. And we were going to have Sabina, but as we previewed that, we found that it really was not appropriate in all ways. And so we're not going to take any chances. Also, it ran an hour and 55 minutes. But I would like to look at that film and further and even recommend that you might look at that about persecution. But tonight, do we have the title of the film yet? Overcomer. So come and join us for that. I believe that runs right at an hour. Is that right, Autumn, or thereabouts? But we'll commence at a regular time, 6 o'clock, just with a word of prayer. Come and enjoy a spiritual film. And we like to do a little variety that way. And as of next week, we'll be back to preaching in the evenings for a while. So, again, I like your topics that you might suggest, and we will be exploring God's Word thoroughly. I'll just say this, I'd like to look into some family-oriented topics on Sunday nights for a while, strengthening our marriages, rearing children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, family things, and the richness of God's Word and what He has displayed for that. So this morning, we're going to begin here, and the theme that we have this morning is being industrious for God. And I believe that we live in a world, and young folks, you can come up here in a minute. We've got some very basic, simple illustrations here. But I believe that we live in a world of people who are very lazy and not motivated, even when it comes to our walk with Jesus Christ. Life has become very lackadaisical for people. I want to illustrate to you this morning in our children's message about some of the truths from God's Word and why we should not waste 1 minute when it comes to anything that He's given us. Because time is one commodity we can never get back. So today's message is applicable, even though it's a children's message. We're all children here this morning, right? It's applicable to all ages. And this is what I'd like us to consider, and then I want the young people to come up. We can bring glory to God by being industrious in whatever we do. Now, what do I mean by industrious? It means pursuing a goal with vigor and doing everything that we can to get everything accomplished that we need to get accomplished. How many of us can really say here today that we came with that idea this morning, or that we approach that idea in every day that God gives us by His grace? Well, I believe we can safely say not very many. Because as I wrote here in my notes as I prepared this, most people, including many Christians, do the very least they can rather than the most and best they can. Isn't that accurate? And people are very lazy. So today, you heard the alarm clock go off. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about my old alarm clock. I received this in 1973 when I was an eighth grader. Now, mornings at the Brown Farm usually started about 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Kim and I still have the alarm, this clock that goes off. I've had this General Electric combination. So, do any of the rest of you have any of these? 1973, and it was not made in the USA. Let's see if we can find that on here again. Trust me, though, made in Malaysia. You're welcome to come up and look at this, but this has been by my bed since eighth grade and by Kim and I's bed now. This is our 45th fall together. And every morning, unless Kim forgets to set it. Where is Kim this morning? Oh, there she is, right there. Unless Kim forgets to set it at night. You know, we've debated a lot over the years about sides of the bed. I switched to the radio and clock side for a while. It didn't work out. So now we're back to Kim running this device. But what did I just hit on this when it went off? And yes, I designed it to go off, and it'll go off here soon again. Snooze. I can't say that I've ever... Kim might have hit that a few times, but I usually just turn on the news right away early and listen for a minute. But how many of you have ever hit the snooze button? You don't have to tell me. How many of you have hit it many times? We have every intention to get up, but we don't. And you know what? I have every intention that we need to pray. And I didn't do it. How'd you let me do that? Father, here I am slipping up again, Lord, starting to talk before I go to you in prayer. But I just pray for this day, Lord, that you'll use this and that the thoughts that we have here from your word, your desire for man will be apparent and it will be motivating even to our children who are busy with things too, Lord, and need to be busy in your harvest field. Now we pray for our congregation, Lord, for all the needs, but also for all the blessings that you've given us. We want to tell you thanks, Lord. We love you today. And I just pray now, Lord, as we look into your word briefly, that this will be a time of growth for all who are here and those that may be listening with us over the internet. And I ask these things now and for you to help me, Lord, to illustrate this perfectly. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Forgive us, Lord, for that slip up. Now, where was I at again? Hitting the snooze button. You know what, though? What would happen to us and what does happen to us when we do that too often? We run late. We've lost time that we can't get back. But even more importantly, maybe some of you can experience this. I may have once or twice. The snooze button's go, and I don't think I ever used it, but it goes off again, and for some reason we don't what? We don't hear it again, do we? Is that true? Because we become used to hearing the alarms go off and not paying attention or taking action upon them. You know, God's word, young people, kids here today, everyone, God gives us many things that tell us, wake up! In his word, he gives us warning after warning. His grace has been apparent to all of us here today. But folks, how many times are we going to hit the snooze button when it comes to our relationship with the Lord and what he's called us to do? Maybe there's someone here this morning even that's hit the snooze button when God's called him to be saved. But folks, that snooze button can be very dangerous because, as I said earlier, we cannot recover time. Now, I have a couple other things here, and this will go off again and we'll hit it again, at least if it still works after, let's see, Lynn, how many? 49 years, is that right? 1973? Yeah. Another thing I've got here this morning is a magnifying glass, and I want young people to come up. This magnifying glass is always on my desk, and I use it quite often. If you like, and older ones too. Kim, you come up and help us. If you speak close to the mic so the people on the internet can hear you as well. This is a magnifying glass that's on my desk. Does anyone remember? I've told you before, if you've been here, who it belonged to originally. A dear lady that used to come here to Fruitland that's now with the Lord, Bertha Reed. Bertha had terrible vision. She would sit right there about where Lynn Paris's row is, right in front of Zelpha, and she'd read her Bible here during church with this magnifying glass. Bertha was very diligent. Now this morning, we have something in this little container. And you may use this magnifying glass, and you might need to shake it around. Kim, maybe you ought to help them, or else we'll have people that are grossed out here. But you know, we can learn an awful lot from God's creation. Okay, so let's look into that. And I'd like you to turn in your Bibles this morning to Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6 to begin with. And we want to look at verses 6 through 8 of Proverbs chapter 6. Hit the snooze again, Kim. No, wrong button. You're used to doing the one we... No. This one here, Kimmy. I know we don't use that much at home. Yeah. Yeah, why don't you come back to the table if we could here. Yeah. Thank you. But you know, God's creation and some of His creation that is human get down to business and get to work. But has anyone discovered what we've got in here? Kim and I went on a little hunting mission last night just before dark. Some of you that have read Proverbs 6 know what I'm going to talk about here. You see it? Isaac, you see? Oh my. What's in there? Ants. Do any of you know that the Bible gives an illustration, that God gives us an illustration about being diligent and working that applies to ants? What do you think of ants? When you have them in your house, most of the time we want to poison them. But let me tell you, and sometimes there's ant hills on our sidewalks in different places. Kim and I found these under a rock yesterday because we needed this for a sermon illustration. But the ants are always busy. So what are they doing in there this morning?
What are they doing? Do you see them?
Can you see them?
They're crawling.
They're moving all the time. Now, God gives us certain times when we need to rest, and so do the ants. But when the ants are up and going, they're getting something accomplished. Proverbs 6 tells us about this. Young people, tomorrow as you go to school, or preschool, or whatever age you're in, older kids, as you go to work, whatever it is, are you going to be like the ants? Or are you going to hit the snooze again and say, well, I'll get through the day, and that's about it? Proverbs 6 says this. God tells through the writer of Proverbs, look at the ant for an example. And notice what He calls us as people. He calls us sluggards. What's a name for a slug mean in our modern day English? A snail. And we hear the saying, you're as slow as a snail. I think that might apply to a lot of us at times, right? But He says, look at lazy person, slow person, look at the ant for your motivation of what you can accomplish and what I want you to accomplish. He says, consider her ways and be wise. Are they crawling around in there? Hopefully, we didn't put them with the food when we brought that this morning. They were in separate places in case you're concerned about that. You see them? Notice this in verse 7. He says, which have no guide. They don't have a person watching them to make them do things. Some of you that are in the workforce, maybe in a factory, or have other employment where you have a supervisor, their job is to be doing what? Making sure you do your work. But the ants don't have that overseer. God shows them that they need to be productive. We ought to automatically know that. He says, they have no guide, they have no overseer or ruler. Provideth her meat in the summer and gather her food in the harvest. In other words, those ants are working when they need to be and doing what they need to do. How do we compare to the ants? Young people, are you diligent to answer your clock when it's time to get up? By the way, what I was going to say earlier is we always got up early to milk. That's when the alarm went off, I think, when I was just getting ready to say that. But it had to be done. You couldn't hit the snooze button. It's that critical with what we do with the Lord, young people. We need to be doing what needs done and doing it with diligence. Notice now what happens in the next verses here, verses 9 through 11. And this is very important to understand, folks, because we live in a very easy society in America today, but it has not always been so, and it is not so in many parts of the world, and I predict it will not be so in America much longer. And here's what the psalm, or the proverb, the writer of Proverbs says. He says, how long will you sleep? How many times will you hit the snooze button? You lazy person, or you sluggard, when wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? God's asking that question to us. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. I think sleep is very popular with people. I believe I've heard that there's a lot of people that sleep till noon when they can, or even longer. Is that true? But let me assure us, folks, God has things for us to be doing rather than sleeping. There's a time to sleep, and there's a time to get up and go. Because this is what happens, folks. Verse 11 answers all this. It says, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and that once as an armed man. You see something, folks? Not only may we become impoverished economically, but we will become impoverished spiritually if we are not diligent to do the things that God would have us do. We need to get wakened up to the Lord Jesus today, folks. There's work to be done. There's important work to be done. There's important things for your life that God wants you to find in His Word and to experience as you live out His Word. Don't hit the snooze button in your life with God. Laziness reinforces and brings about poverty, whether it be spiritual or economic. And my friends, this is a warning to modern day America. Many people are lazy, but poverty awaits them more than what they even know today. It's only because of God's grace that people are getting away with these things, but it is not the way of God. Now let's go on a little bit about what else the Bible says. So young people, tomorrow morning when it's time to go to school, whether it's homeschool or you go to public school or wherever the case may be, get up and get going. Older people, when you go to your work or do the things you do, even if you're retired, you're still in God's workforce. Get up and get going. 1 Corinthians 10:31 tells us this, my friends. Paul says, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Every component and every part of every day of your life is important, if for no other reason than to bring glory to God. It's not about us and what works for us. It's not about us hitting the snooze button and sleeping longer. It's about Him. Have you and I hit the snooze button in our walk with God? Far too often, the answer to that is probably. Jesus wants us to use the gift of time wisely, not to miss what He has in store for us by sleeping through it. As I said, sleep is important, but sleep has its place, but it is in its place. And if we miss what God has, we can never recover the things we've lost because we're asleep at the wheel. He wants us to use His gift of time wisely. Let's turn our Bibles this morning or on your devices to Romans 13, 11 through 12. Romans 13, 11 through 12. Romans chapter 13, 11 through 12. Paul writes to the believers at Rome. He says, and that knowing the time that now... Do we want to snooze again or do we want to shut it off? We'll let Mrs. Brown chose to shut it off again. To snooze. Some of you may be doing the same thing, or I with the Lord. Or with our employers here on this earth. Paul says, isn't that ironic? No, that's a God thing, how that went off at that moment, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. We are drawing closer, every one of us in this room, to our meeting time with the Lord Jesus Christ. Whether we meet Him as we enter into eternity in heaven with Him face to face, or we meet Him at the judgment of the great white throne when we condemn ourselves to hell. Time is valuable. We should not sleep through it. Paul says it's high time. High time means what? Urgent. Urgent. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Wake up! Let us walk honestly and sincerely in the life that God has called us to do. My friends, this also includes salvation today for someone that might be here apart from Jesus Christ. It's time to wake up! We need Jesus, and He has come for us. And yet today, His offer to forgive us, to cleanse us, and to save us is still valid. Praise God.
Amen.
Now to the book of Colossians 3, 23 through 24. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Colossians 3, 23 through 24. And whatsoever you do, just get by. What's it say? In the King James it says, do it heartily, meaning what? With all the capacity that you have. With all the sincerity, with all the gusto you have in your life. How many of us can say that we're doing that this morning? Or have we hit the snooze button with God? And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Think about the time you invest to display yourself appropriately before other people, wondering what they might think of you. But have you forgotten what God might think of you? Let me tell you, folks, it's much more important what He thinks than what other people think. Knowing that that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. A lot of people are worried about their earthly inheritance. I've talked about that before. But we better be learning and worrying about our spiritual inheritance, because it's vast and it's mighty and it surpasses anything that comes from human production. We serve Jesus Christ. Wake up! If you don't, we're wrong. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. God has given you the wake-up call. He wants us to be engaged with a passion for him, whether we be young or old. Last turn in the Bible today, Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Jesus answered the call of his Father to come to this earth for 33 years to warn people, to tell them he loves them. And he sent him to come for our sakes. Would you have done that? We couldn't have done it, first of all, but would you have? We learned in our Sunday school class this morning about Jonah. Jonah was all about who? Him. But it's all about Jesus. Here's the example, folks, that Jesus set for us and what we need to consider when we think about hitting the snooze button again. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Folks, if you read the previous chapter, Hebrews chapter 11, it's called the Great Hall of Faith. We're not going to be recorded in Scripture because the canon of Scripture is closed, but you know what? I think that Great Hall of Faith is still open in heaven. And I think those of us may be in it too if we're on the stick. See, great things can still be accomplished for Jesus Christ if we'll not hit the snooze button. That's that great cloud of witnesses. They're not up there cheering us on. Some people mistranslate or misinterpret that. They're the ones we can look back to in Hebrews chapter 11 and say, I can do it because they did it. But they had to get up and have some gumption to get something done, and they did. And there's an account of every one of those persons that did that. But here he says this, the writer of Hebrews, because of that, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, the snooze button, for one thing, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus. Jesus didn't hit the snooze button. He obeyed his Father. He came for us. He accomplished the mission. He is accomplishing his Father's mission yet today, seated at his right hand in heaven, waiting to return. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him. Are you going to go to your job tomorrow with joy? Did you come to church today with joy? You don't need to answer that to me. But you see how this all connects? For the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus is our example. Get up and go! Here's the conclusion. Jesus sets the example. We as children of all ages should lay aside everything that hinders us from doing our best for Jesus and approach everything for his glory. That's the counsel of God's word. Thankfully, he will help us by forgiving us and encouraging us to live to the fullest for him. I'm going to shut off the snooze button. The rest is up to us, because it's not going to ring again. Let's consider the ants and many other things, and let's get down to business for the Lord Jesus Christ today. Amen. Let's stand and take our hymnals today. 710. And I believe we're singing two verses. To check that again. Yeah. Again, after we pray today, you're welcome to come over and we'll celebrate birthdays and anniversaries. What happened there, Kim? God's grace again. Another warning. Yeah. But listen, folks, if you've been procrastinating today, young or old, about Jesus Christ and his role in your life, he wants to be your Savior. He wants to be the King of your life. He wants you to stop pushing the snooze button and to walk with him today. And friend, if you're here as a born-again believer, but you slipped, and you're saying, you know what, I'm not that interested in the Lord's work right now. Shut the alarm off. It's going to keep ringing till you're done, till God runs out of grace for you. Why not do it today? Shut it off yourself and get re-engaged. I can't fix any of these things for you, but I'm glad to talk with you about it because I've experienced the same stuff. And God can fix it, and he gives the method in his word. Don't worry about eating or celebrating today. If there's a problem, take care of it. Jesus is waiting today. 7:10, he loves us very dearly. Jesus calls the children dear, come to me and never fear.
For I love the little children of the world. I will take you by the hand, lead you to the better land. For I love the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
May the Lord watch over us today as we go our separate ways. You're surely invited to stay for a time of fellowship and an opportunity to gather again tonight to be challenged and fed on the Word of God. If you can't stay, I'll greet you at the back door. But I'm going to ask this morning that Doug Chatfield would dismiss us in prayer. And again, make sure that your snooze button is shut off and we're doing the things that God would have us to do. Doug?